Hi, friends. Real quick, I just had to pop on and let you know that I just released something that's going to save you a bazillion hours as you are starting and growing your business. I know many of you tell me that trying to figure out what tech and software and tools and apps to use is like so overwhelming and you don't know which to use and all that. So I've put together a master spreadsheet. I called it my ultimate list of software, tools, tech, and apps, and I'm adding to it regularly. I'm updating it. I'm putting notes. I have direct links to the sites to go to. They're tools that I either currently use or have used or my clients have used and I've fully tested. So these are all ones that I've used and love. And I think it makes it super easy for you to go through the categories I've got from website platforms to email marketing to video recording, any kind of software tool. And if you don't see a category, let me know after you get it and I will gladly look into it and add it. So anyways, you're probably asking, well, how do I get it? Well, if you scroll down in the show notes right now, there'll be a link and I have it there so that you can snag it. All you have to do is enter your email. I'll send you a spreadsheet and then bookmark it in Safari or Google Chrome so that you have it anytime you need a recommendation and get that right now. So anyway, scroll down in the show notes or you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/tech, but I do have the direct link in the show notes right now for you. Okay, enjoy.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. I am so glad that you're here today because I'm talking about your very first customers. Now, if you've been in business a while, do you remember those first customers? And maybe if you're new to business right now and you just want your first customers, you don't have any customers yet. Aren't you excited about those first customers? Well, today I'm going to share with you how important those first customers really are, whether you're a veteran business owner or a new one. It will give you a new perspective on those initial people that took a chance on you when you were starting your business. So we'll talk about that today. If you are new, welcome. I'm so glad that you're here. I have no doubt that this podcast is going to help you along your journey. I'm so happy that you found it. And I wanted to let you know a couple things real quick if you're new. Hit follow or subscribe right now. If you're an Apple Podcast, hit subscribe. Whatever it says, they may be changing the wording soon. Don't worry about it. Just click it so that it notifies you each week when I drop a new episode because I don't want you to miss out on any of this awesome information that is free and coming your way to help you build a business doing what you love. Also, too, if you're new, I've got a couple things for you. Number one, if you are stuck in the business idea stage, you're not really sure what direction you should take your business based on maybe you have a lot of ideas or maybe you have zero ideas, I've got an Ikigai guide, okay? It's this really cool guide that'll help walk you through matching up your passions and your strengths and your skills with a viable business option, okay? So get that free guide below. Also, too, if you're just starting your business, I've got a 16-step checklist, and it's really handy. It's got some important things that you need to be doing as you start your business. So print that out. It's a one-pager. You can just start checking it off and making sure you're doing all those crucial things. So if you're new, welcome. I'm so happy you're here. Now, if you have been listening a while, thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. I have the best fans in the world. I'm not kidding. Y'all, this podcast is now in the top 1%. According to listennotes.com. And it's because of you for being so loyal and subscribing and being here. And you know, there's like 2.5 million podcasts now. It's crazy. It's growing all the time. When I started this podcast, I went to like a podcast convention in 2019. And I think if I'm right, there was maybe 800,000 podcasts. If there was that many, now there's 2.5 million. And the great news is this podcast, even with the growing number of podcasts, my ratings keep going up according to Listen Notes. So I'm just so honored. Thank you so much to all my loyal listeners. And today I'm reading a review. I'm so excited. I love reading these. And I know you love hearing your name being shouted out all over the podcast universe, right? Okay. So here it is. This one is from S. Newman 1011. It says, just what I needed. I started my home organization business in October of 2020. I have actually had businesses before, but they weren't what I loved and was passionate about. I had all the structure there, but needed to know where to go from there. Just after listening to 3 podcast episodes, I already feel like I'm making better decisions and being more productive. I'm on my way. Thanks. That's awesome. I love this, that even after just 3 episodes, It's helping you make a difference in your very own business. So I'm so, so happy for you. Thank you, S. Newman 1011, for leaving that. And if you've been listening a while and you find this podcast valuable, will you do me a favor really quick? Just hit the 5-star rating. If you're an Apple podcast, whatever it is, there should be a rating button. Hit the 5 stars. It takes literally a half a second. Or if you have 30 seconds, would you leave a kind review? It would mean so much to me. I read all of them. I may give you a shout out. And it tells Apple and all the other players that this is a valuable podcast for new business owners. So thank you all for listening and supporting me and being such loyal followers to this podcast. It means so much to me. And I truly, truly hope from the bottom of my heart that it's helping you gain momentum and get your business going so you can make money doing what you love. Okay, on to the episode. Hello, everyone. How are you? I hope you are doing well and having a great week. I have to tell you, I just got back from Arizona because my daughter had a dance competition for 9 days. Are y'all hearing me on this? I was at a hotel for 9 days. I DoorDashed more in those 9 days than I ever have in the entirety of my life added up. I'm like an expert DoorDasher. I could be a dasher. I get it. I know how to like look right when they're rolling up, grab my food. I always verify that I've got the right food because 2 times I learned in the beginning, I didn't get the right food. I got someone else's food and then I had to run back to the dasher. Anyways, I just had to tell y'all that if anyone else out there has their kid in sports, volleyball, baseball, any of those, dance, gymnastics, 9 days at a hotel is something to be reckoned with. That's some serious dance. Anyways. But I have to tell you the good news. Oh, I should mention, my daughter in her age group, she's 12, she got second overall for her solo in her age group. And she did a hip-hop solo, okay? She did a hip-hop solo, which is unique. Most people don't do hip-hop solos, and she got second. So I just had to brag for just a minute. So my 9 days was worth it. Let's just summarize it. It was worth it. She got second. That was good. End of season. And now in like 3 weeks, we have choreography for next year. It never stops. Never stops, right? Okay. So today, I will get to the point now. Today, we're talking about your first customers, okay? And I know some of you are experienced business owners and you're like, first customers? I don't even remember my first customers. Or maybe you do. Do you remember your first customers? And if you're sitting here today and you've just gotten your business started and maybe you haven't gotten your first customers yet, know that it's okay. This is part of it. And one interesting thing that I have noticed now after working with y'all, and I work with service-based business owners and product-based, and I've noticed that the product-based business owners, right, you sell a physical product, can pretty easily get their first sales. That seems not a big problem. But those of you with service businesses, it's a different ball of wax. I find the ones that are service-based take a little longer to get the first sale. So if this is you and you're a service-based business owner and you haven't gotten a first sale, know that you're not alone. This is what happens sometimes because when you're a service-based business owner, you have to be seen as an expert in your field and you've got to get the word out. There's got to be a lot of people that know about you and you've got to find those people. It's just a little harder in the beginning and that's all good. Don't stress. It's okay. You're going to get your first sales. But today I want to talk to you about why those first sales are so important. And if you haven't gotten your first sales, you're probably like, yeah, they're super important. I got to get this thing going. And I agree. You do. And maybe you've got some type of issue with the strategy that you're using to approach getting the word out there and all that. That's a whole nother story. But today I just want to talk you through why those first sales are so important. And if you're a veteran business owner, this is good to hear. Because even now, as you're moving forward with your current customers and your offerings, you can use these strategies as well. So here is why your first customers are so important. The first reason is because it helps you work through the logistics of your business. You need those first sales because you need to work through logistics. You need to learn how to offer your product, how to announce that it's for sale. You know, you need someone to be interested in it and then maybe ask you questions and then ask you how to buy. And then you've got to have that set up so that they can actually purchase and give you money for it and you can take the money. And then what do you do after they have the sale? Are you delivering it? Are they picking it up? Are you shipping it? Are you meeting them at their house? Are you having a consult call? What are you doing? when they decide to purchase, right? These are all the things that you have to work through. And then you have to work through the logistics of what do you do with them after they buy? Do you have them on your email list, or are they following you on Facebook or Instagram? Preferably you need them on your email list, okay? Which we will go into later into Grow Getters, but I'm not going to talk about that right this minute. There's a lot that you've got to work through, and you actually need a real person with a real sale. Right? I mean, your daughter or your son or your nephew or a neighbor could practice with you, so you could do that. But really, you need a real human being buying from you so that you can work through all these logistics, website issues, payment issues, packaging issues, right? It's so important to get your first sale. So a lot of you stall because you want everything to be perfect. And we talk about this all the time. I feel like I'm beating a dead horse. You cannot have everything perfect right now. You cannot have everything perfect right now. So get over it. Get over it. You can't. You don't want to, because you need to get feedback from people, which is coming up, hint, hint, here. You can't have it perfect, because by making it perfect, you're making it perfect for you. Are you really making it perfect for them? Do you know that it's exactly what they want? Do you know that what you're perfecting is what they want perfected? Because otherwise, you're wasting your time and energy. You just have to get this thing going. You have to get your first sales under you so you can understand logistically how you're going to manage this business. So you've got to get first sales. Quit stalling. If you're trying to perfect everything, put yourself out there and start offering your stuff for sale. Promise me you'll do that today. If you haven't put your stuff for sale, that you'll post it, you'll put it on Etsy, you'll do whatever you need to do, you'll share it with your friends. Like, let's get something going here so that you can work out the logistics. That's the first thing. Okay, the second reason why your first customers are so important is because you need their feedback. You need to hear what they say about your product, what they love, what they wish it had, what they need more of, what they're still confused on. You need their feedback and you need their stories. Meaning, if you have someone that uses your product and loves it for some reason, you need to be able to share that story, right? I'm thinking about Brittany here in my Just Start small group. She makes bags. She makes gorgeous bags. And she's been going back and forth. Does she put pockets here? How many pockets? What's the pricing? Back and forth, back and forth. And she is selling, okay? They're super cute. But it's interesting that, like, someone else on the call, I think it was Tiffany on our group call one day, was like, yeah, I would love to be able to fit my laptop in a bag. So can your bag fit a laptop? Like, that may be important to some people. Whereas to other people, it may be, can I fit a baby bottle in the bag? Does it have enough pockets for all my junk? Right now, she could sit back and perfect this bag to what she thinks is perfect before she launches it. And she puts it out there and people are like, wait, it doesn't fit my laptop or it doesn't fit my baby bottle. And she's like, holy crud, I've got to go redo this again. That's why I'm saying get the first rendition out there, because you need their feedback so then you can make the next rendition better, whether it's a service offering, a product offering. I'm thinking back to when I first started offering coaching. I think I had like 3-month coaching packages. I can't even remember now exactly. And I put that because I had booked, you know, coaching sessions with another coach for 2 months straight for 8 weeks when I started this business. So I assumed that's what I'm offering everyone else. Well, here's what happened. When I started putting myself out there, some people were like, you know, I mainly just need a couple hours, or I can't afford 2 months, or I don't think I need that. I think I need to get this list of questions answered and I need them answered quick. And I started realizing people just need like an hour or two. Right? A lot of y'all just need a couple hours. Knock stuff out, right? You've got a Google Doc with all your questions and you just want to fire away. I love doing that. And that's what I realized too from that beginning stages and getting those first clients was like, I actually really like the quick sessions because I feel like I'm really helping people work past stuff immediately so they can get their business going. Right? And I got feedback too, as I said, that some people said they couldn't afford it. So this was a more inexpensive way to like, okay, let's just knock it out. There's no commitment. Like just get, I just want them to get the help they need, right? Let's keep this train moving. And so that's what I discovered through testimonials and feedback. And as well, when they were giving me feedback, they were saying, you're so motivating, you're so inspiring. And I'm like, I am. Like, y'all, that's the truth. I didn't realize that. Like, I just didn't realize that my style was so motivating. I just wanted to help people move forward, but that's what I'm saying. You don't know that. And now I know that. And so I try to leverage that, right? And keep letting that come out of me because it comes natural anyways, but I keep making sure I am that way because I realize that's why people stick around and why they like me. I wouldn't know that had I never put myself out there. So that's my point. You have to put yourself out there so you can get their feedback, their testimonials, and get stories that you can tell over and over and that you can share with other people. Like Brittany with the bags, now she can go share. I had a customer who was really concerned because she wanted to make sure this fit her laptop. So look, it fits the laptop and you can tell these stories. It makes it, it just gives it social proof, right? So you need that. That's the second main reason why your first customers are so important. The third main reason why your first customers are so important is because it enables you to tweak your offer. It enables you to shape it into exactly what you need it to be for you and for them, right? Because this is a whole dance here. Your business is a dance between you and your clients, and you're trying to find that perfect rhythm of where what they need and what you're the best at offering meet, right? The best of both of you meet what they want, what you are willing to offer, right? Because if someone had said, you know what, Kimberly, I need 52 coaching sessions. I need once a week. I can't miss a week. I need it for a year. I'd be like, you know what? I'm going to have to pass because you know what? I need a week off every now and then. And I will feel a little bit drained. I think I would feel drained from that. Whereas other coaches might be like, fire it up. I'm ready for every week, right? So where we meet is only by making those first sales, right? If you have a, you know, physical product, you sell one candle, let's say, or you sell bath bombs and you sell one little package of three bath bombs. What you come to realize is people may want a bundle. They're buying one candle and then, oh, they're buying a bath bomb or they're buying three candles. And you start realizing, I need to have a package deal, right? I need to put this together so this is easier for them to give as a gift. That's what happened to me when I had my collegiate baby gifts online boutique, right? A lot of you know I've had this. It was called kidsarefans2.com. That was the website. It was so much fun. It was all kinds of kids fan gear, okay? And so I sold at one time these really plush, cute blankets. Like I'm thinking of the Texas Longhorn one. And of course, I think of that because I'm a Longhorn. But anyway, so it's this Longhorn blanket, a little door hanger that said, shh, little Longhorn is sleeping. And then there was like a pacifier and a hat and like little booties. So cute. Little onesie. I would sell those separately. And I started realizing, why don't I put this stuff together and bundle it, make it so much easier for them now when, you know, a grandmother wants to buy their grandchild a baby gift, they just get the $99 package. They got it all, right? They got all the Longhorn stuff, right? Or when we sold the baby bedding, like we had Longhorn crib bedding and drapes. So I would package all of that, like here, get the drapes, get the bumper, get the sheet, get the whole thing. You only know that after you get your first sales because you start seeing logistically, like we just said, that it was kind of a pain to have all separate when you could have just had one offering and you could gift wrap it, right? You know, you got feedback that they wanted more pieces anyways, and then now you can tweak it, right? So that's what I'm saying. Your first customers are so important because they help you with those logistics. They help you with the feedback and the stories that you get to use over and over, right? And they help you tweak your offer, whether you're service-based or product-based, it doesn't matter. That's what we're looking at here. We're looking at your big strategy. That's what I help people like you do. I really help you steer this big ship that you're on to the right direction, right? Just kind of steer it and turn it this way just a little bit. You don't have to go zooming around to some other sea or ocean. You stay where you are, but let's steer it just in the right degrees so that it fits you and it feels comfortable, right? That's what we're doing. And by the way, that's what we're doing in Grow Getters. If you don't know about my Grow Getters program, it's for those of you that have your business just launched or maybe you're about to launch. Now you're like, what do I do? How do I grow this? How do I build my audience? How do I make money doing this? This program is for you. I made it for you based on all my first customers after talking to them, after working through everything, after tweaking my offer, this is what it is. This is the result, is grow getters, because I've realized that some of you launch and there's crickets. You don't hear anything. There's silence. Some of you launch and you get a few sales, but you don't have the momentum. And then some of you launch and you're kind of getting going and you're getting sales, but you're still a little nervous because you know you want to be strategic and smart about building your business. That's what grow getters is for. It's for people like you, right? I did all these things as well. I always tell you, I'm a product of my product, okay? All these things that I'm sharing with you, I'm doing, and I'm doing them in front of you. You're watching me live take my own advice. And so this podcast episode is for you to realize how important each of your customers are, even in the very beginning, right? They're really important right now for you because most of you are just getting your first customers. But if you've been in business a while, your customers now are really important. I hope you're thinking about these things. I hope you're really taking to heart the logistics, that you're taking to heart all the testimonials and feedback and stories that you're getting, that you're tweaking your offer to help them and help yourself, right? So that you can work in your zone, right? But here's the fourth thing, the fourth reason why your first customers are so crucial is because they help build your confidence. They finally give you that validation. You're like, I am now seen. I feel seen. Somebody spent $20 with me. I'm so excited. I mean, it's that good. When you make your first $20, $50, $100, $200, it is literally the best feeling when someone buys from you. I remember when my friend Jenny and I started our business together and we did a show at a hotel, we rented out a hotel lobby. We said, can we put all our home accessories out here? And people, we invited all our friends, everyone we knew, people from work. We both worked at Dell Computers at the time. We invited everyone. They all came. And we had all these women shopping and buying our lamps and all our stuff. And like literally, you feel like your blood is flowing 100 miles an hour because you cannot believe that people love what you offered. It is the best feeling in the world. Okay. It gives you this confidence and this momentum that you need to keep moving forward. So that's what I want to say too, is for those of you that don't have any sales yet, don't worry. Don't worry. You're going to get there. You're going to get the sales. It was like me waiting on all these DoorDashes. Like I know it's coming. I just don't know exactly when. I don't know the minute, but the DoorDash guy is coming. Your first sales are coming. Okay. You're going to get there. Do what you can right now to get the word out. And by the way, if you get in Grow Getters, we're going to help you with that. Everyone, peer support, support from me. You're going to have the support you need to keep moving and to figure out the best strategy for your business. If you want to be a part of Grow Getters, scroll down now. Make sure you get on the wait because there will be a founding member rate. Okay. I just don't want y'all to miss out. I know I keep talking about it, but this is how much I believe in it because I think a lot of you need help. I think a lot of you have believed that you can just get those first customers and then you're like, okay, where's the next ones? And you're not really thinking this through. You're not really, you know, altering your logistics so it runs smooth. You're not really getting the feedback that you need so that you can tweak your offer to make it what's best for them. And then you're kind of walking around not totally confident. And you need all of these things. You need all these things. These first customers are so important. Take this process to heart. It's crucial for you right now. You have to be serious about these beginning steps because then it just gets better and better and better because you've honed in on everything. You understand your process. You understand your people. You understand that what you're offering is amazing and helpful for people, right? Your first customers are important. Okay, that's it. And if you're not in my Facebook group right now, why not? What are you doing? Scroll down right now. Click on the button. It's called Women Starting Businesses Doing What We Love. Get in the group. Amazing, amazing new business owners in there. And we do fun things like on Wednesday, we celebrate our wins. On Mondays, we talk about the imperfect action you're going to do for the week. I keep you accountable each week. Each week, this is going on. Whether you're checking out for a week, you're going on vacation, or you got life just happening and you stall for a little bit, it's all good. I'm still here. I'm still here waiting on you. I would love for you to come in there. So I'm personally inviting you right now. Would you like to come in then come on in. So you've got to fill out the three questions. There's three questions. I have a ton of y'all waiting that aren't in the group because you didn't answer the question. So make sure you do that today, and that's it. And make sure you scroll down and get on the wait list for Grow Getters so that you know what the pricing is and what the dates that it's going to open. It's only going to open for a few days, and that's it, until some more months. So I want you to get in early. I would love to have you. I can't wait to help you strategize and get your business going, and you start making money, make your first $1,000, $2,500, $5,000, and beyond. So that's it. Y'all have a great day. Bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much, and have a great day. Bye.